Test 2, Part 2. You will hear part of a radio program in which the history of Taifu Tips, a brand of tea that is well known in Britain, is described. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
In 1820, 24-year-old William Sumner took over an old family grocery and druggist shop at the top of the Bullring in Birmingham. 10 years later, William also had a shop in nearby Coles Hill. And in 1835, he is listed as a grocer and tea dealer in the National Commercial Directory. All the tea sold at that time came from China. William brought his elder son John into the business in 1845. By 1852, William Sumner and Son were listed as tea and coffee dealers, but it would be many years before they could concentrate solely on tea. William later gave the business to his two sons, but in 1863, they decided to go their separate ways, and John took premises at 98 High Street, Birmingham. In Ceylon, now Sri Lanka, a serious disease affected the coffee industry and tea became a prime crop. By 1875, tea from there was being exported to Britain, and this was to be important to the Sumners. John Sumner's son, also called John, joined the business, and due to the construction of a railway tunnel, they had to move to 25 and 26 High Street, Birmingham. At the turn of the 20th century, father and son had a flourishing business, which now included wines and spirits, as well as groceries. They had 6 travellers and 20 horses and a range of vans. Life was good. For a long time, Mary, young John's sister, had suffered from indigestion. One day, someone sent her a packet of tea which was different from that sold in the family business. Its particles were very small, and whereas large leaf teas tended to aggravate her problem, this one promised a cure. She decided to try it, and to her delight found that it gave her great relief. She then offered the remedy to other people who suffered from indigestion, and they too benefited. Mary told her brother enthusiastically about the tea and asked why Sumner did not sell it. This was the starting point of a great adventure, although when John told a friend, a wholesale tea merchant, of his intention to buy 30 chests of the tea, he said that the public would not buy tea which looked little better than dust. Nevertheless, John went ahead with his purchase, but instead of selling it loose over the counter, he decided to put it in packets and sell it under a brand name. John set himself 3 criteria in choosing the name. It must be distinctive and unlike others. It must be one which tripped off the tongue. And it must be one which could be protected by registration. Finally, he came up with the name Taifu Tips. It had an oriental sound, was alliterative with tea, and whilst the name Tips could not be registered, Taifu could and was. The double P in Tips first occurred as a printer's error, but John decided to stick with this spelling. The first cardboard packets were filled by girls using scoops, who then weighed them before gluing and sealing them. In the first week of production in 1903, they packed 260 kilograms of Taifu Tips. To encourage customers to buy his new brand, John offered each purchaser of 0.5 kilo of Taifu Tips a generous jar of cream. Soon many customers were drinking the new tea. They discovered that, although it was slightly more expensive, it was more economical and its beneficial digestive qualities gave it great appeal. Other traders also wanted to buy the new brand, and John founded a wholesale agency. He took a shop in Corporation Street, Birmingham's most important shopping street, and had a row of girls standing inside the window packing tea for passers-by to see, whilst inside the shop, tea was served with cream and biscuits. In 1905, John went to Ceylon and brought back 200 chests of tea, mainly the small-leafed variety known as Fannings. He drew attention to the fact that his tea came from the edge of the leaf and did not contain the tannin from the fibrous stalk. He also claimed that the leaf-edge tea could produce 80 more cups per pound of tea than the large-leaf tea. From 1906, John Sumner was having his own special Taifu teapots made for sale, and during that year, he introduced picture cards, similar to cigarette cards, and inserted them in the packets of tea. In 1932, John Sumner received a knighthood in recognition of his charitable work. When he died in 1934, each of his 346 employees benefited under his will.
That's the end of part 2.